Exam practice, test 1, listening part 4, questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear an interview with a 15-year-old girl called Andrea, who plays ice hockey for her national under-16s team.
Welcome, Andrea. You're an expert ice hockey player now, but when did you start playing?
Not until about 3 years ago, actually, so quite recently. I've come a long way quite quickly. I've always loved sport, though, and have played basketball since I was 5 or 6. I gave that up for a while when I got into football about 5 years ago, but started playing again once I'd lost interest in football.
How did you first become interested in playing ice hockey?
My brother's into it, and I used to go to his games. His team wasn't very good, though, so I didn't think of it as something I actually wanted to do. That moment came when there was a professional match on a sports programme I was watching. I knew then I wanted to try it. And fortunately, a couple of friends did too, so we all started playing together.
You sometimes play against boys' teams. How important is that?
Very. There are as many girls playing ice hockey now as there are boys, which is great. Attitudes towards us have always been positive, in my experience. I want to do better against boys somehow, I'm not sure why, which really helps to develop my talents.
How did you feel when you were chosen for the National Under-16s team?
I'd been really happy with how I'd been playing for my club and felt I could do just as well at a higher level. There'd been a lot of talk about me being picked, so I kind of knew it was coming. It was great for my parents too. They felt great having a daughter in the national team.
Are the national team matches your favourite games?
Not always, even though some of them are big games and appear on national television. If a game's close because both teams are good, then it's fantastic for the crowd to see, and better to play in because of that. It's far more interesting than scoring loads of goals because we're so much better than the other team.
Any advice for people wanting to start playing ice hockey?
You can spend hours reading books about what you can and can't do, but there's no better way of becoming good than playing. So borrow some skates and a stick if you need to. You can buy your own later and join a team so you can start playing straight away.
Thank you, Andrea.
Now listen again.
Welcome, Andrea. You're an expert ice hockey player now, but when did you start playing?
Not until about 3 years ago, actually, so quite recently. I've come a long way quite quickly. I've always loved sport, though, and have played basketball since I was 5 or 6. I gave that up for a while when I got into football about 5 years ago, but started playing again once I'd lost interest in football.
How did you first become interested in playing ice hockey?
My brother's into it, and I used to go to his games. His team wasn't very good, though, so I didn't think of it as something I actually wanted to do. That moment came when there was a professional match on a sports programme I was watching. I knew then I wanted to try it. And fortunately, a couple of friends did too, so we all started playing together.
You sometimes play against boys' teams. How important is that?
Very. There are as many girls playing ice hockey now as there are boys, which is great. Attitudes towards us have always been positive, in my experience. I want to do better against boys somehow, I'm not sure why, which really helps to develop my talents.
How did you feel when you were chosen for the National Under-16s team?
I'd been really happy with how I'd been playing for my club and felt I could do just as well at a higher level. There'd been a lot of talk about me being picked, so I kind of knew it was coming. It was great for my parents too. They felt great having a daughter in the national team.
Are the national team matches your favourite games?
Not always, even though some of them are big games and appear on national television. If a game's close because both teams are good, then it's fantastic for the crowd to see, and better to play in because of that. It's far more interesting than scoring loads of goals because we're so much better than the other team.
Any advice for people wanting to start playing ice hockey?
You can spend hours reading books about what you can and can't do, but there's no better way of becoming good than playing. So borrow some skates and a stick if you need to. You can buy your own later and join a team so you can start playing straight away.
Thank you, Andrea.
That is the end of part 4.